Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you the head basketball coach at the University of Missouri, Coach Frank Haith.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm already impressed. Let's go play a game. It's truly an honor to be here with you today. I feel like I'm the luckiest man in the world. I've felt the passion already, and that's why I'm here. Before I get started, I want to do a couple thank yous. I'd like to thank Dr. Deaton, who I spoke with Sunday in Houston as I was visiting with Mike about this position. We share the same values. We have the same vision, as does Mike. And that is why I'm so excited about this opportunity. I'd like to take a time to introduce my family, because this is a little bit about who Frank Haith is. My wife, Pam, who I've been married to for 20 years, and we've probably been together for 25 years, I think. Is that right? I want to make sure. 27. I knew I was going to be wrong, so I'm already on the bat. I thought I was going to do a great job today. I really was praying about this. 27 years. She's my rock, and she's a big part of who I am, and she's my best friend. My son, Corey. Thank you. My son, Corey, who's going to be he's a junior now, is going to be a senior next year. Tough for him because he's going into senior year and he's a basketball player, and we got to work through that. But he's also assistant coach. I'll tell you a story. My third or fourth year at University of Miami, we were playing in the Virgin Islands. We were playing Connecticut. Jim Calhoun cut down the nets last night, over 500 wins. They were ranked number one in the country, and I think we were ranked at that point in time, too, maybe 23 or 24. And I'm watching some film, and he's in the other room. He walks in. He said, Dad, I know what it's going to come down to tomorrow. He said, I feel it. I said, what? It's going to come down to coaching. So he is a true fan. My daughter, Brianna. She runs everything. She's a dancer, but she's also, she makes me smile every day. And, she's very special. So I tell you these things because that's a big part of who I am. And it's a big part of how my program is going to be. I'm about family. And, as I met with these young men this morning, I talked about family. I talked about my commitment to them. I talked about who I am in terms of I'm a relationship guy. That's why yesterday for me in Miami was one of the toughest days. Actually, I think it was the toughest day I've had professionally in my career. Because I had to tell those young men in Miami that I was no longer going to be their coach. I went from that level, or that where I was yesterday, to where I am today. And sitting in front of those young men this morning at 7:15 and tell them how happy I am to be their coach. So I know what they felt when Mike told them he was leaving to go to Arkansas. And I told them that I was not going to be Mike Anderson. I'm going to be Frank Haith. But if you allow me to be a part of your life, I'm a pretty good guy. We're going to do things the right way. We're going to do it with integrity. We share the same passion. Mike told me, he said, they're going to love you. And so you lied to me, Mike. Some people don't love me just yet. I already know that. But Mike did that to get me, but I'm okay with that. We're going to make it work because, I don't look at the negativity that I'm hearing so far as a negative. I look at it as a positive. Because that's why I'm here. That's what I want. I want that passion. Because I want to win. I want to cut down nets. So I am not taking it the way that you may think I should take it. I take it as a positive. I'm excited about doing that here. I'm excited about what we have in order for us to get that done here. Now, some things were talked about earlier about my academic philosophy. During my years at Miami, we graduated 21 out of 22 seniors. Thank you. We had 10 players on the all-academic ACC. Were all academic. That was only second to Duke in the Atlantic Coast Conference during my tenure there. So my commitment to academics is first and foremost. I told those group of guys, Mike, and Witt and Gary, when we met this past weekend, that my first statement when I go into to players' home is that you don't go to school to play basketball. You go to school and play basketball. And it's important they understand that. So first and foremost, I'm here to mold our young people to be great citizens, to be great men. And when their time is up, I taught them more than how to dribble basketball. I taught them life skills. Now, let's talk about a couple other things, basketball-wise. Style of play, how we're going to play. I'm hopeful that maybe I'll get all these questions and you guys won't have anything to ask me at the end of the day. Oh, he's got something. I know. I see it right here. We're going to play a winning style. You know, Rick Barnes, who I work for and is probably my best friend in the business, the one thing he taught me is how to adapt, how to adjust based on your personnel. We've been able to do different things at Miami. When I first got to Miami, our big people could not score, so we're more physical, which I'm comfortable with. I like physicality. I like playing that style, but our big people couldn't score, so we're really a guard-oriented team. But here's my philosophy from a basketball standpoint. I want player movement. I want ball movement. I want great spacing. I want sharing the basketball. I like playing inside out, and I like getting easy buckets in transition. My philosophy defensively, I don't like giving up layups. I want us to be solid defensively. I want us to give up only contested jump shots. During our time at Miami, we've played some zone. We've played some man. We've played some three-quarter press. I think the ability to change defenses has been a strength of ours and something that we like to do. And we will continue to do here. Recruiting, which is a big part of that. I think the recruiting is the bloodline of any program. And I was talking to some folks in St. Louis last night, and I will tell you that we have to do the job in this state. We have to. From Kansas City to St. Louis to all over this state, we've got to do a great job. But I do think Missouri is a caliber of university that can recruit nationally. And we will continue to do that. But our foundation must start here in the great state of Missouri. We've had 3 scholarships right now, so we've got to hit the ground running. Thursday starts our recruiting period, contact period. We have 3 scholarships. And then we have 6 next year. So we have to get it going right away. And we will. I do have an opportunity to watch these guys work out today. I'm excited about that. I have been watching tape. I will tell you that we have a really good basketball team. And I want to say this, too. Mike Anderson did a hell of a job here. He what he's did here for 5 years, he has taken his program to be very competitive nationally. And he has recruited very well. I was so impressed in meeting these young men this morning. We have great, great people, along with being really, really, really good players. And that excites me. We will win here. We will win big. And that was expressed in the meeting that these guys with these guys this morning, that they want to win, and they want to win big. We talked about how that happens, the commitment that they have to make, and I think they understand that. I asked Mike this morning in the meeting, I said, well, ask the team, you know, in order to get where you want to be, you got to know where you're at. And they understood that. They understood they got to continue to work hard to get where they want to be. They can't be complacent with where they're at. Because once you become complacent, and this is for life skills, this is for me as a coach, once you become complacent where you're at, you're going to retard your development. And we're not into doing that. We're into improving and being the best we can be. I hope that when their time is up here at the University of Missouri, they've tapped out. They've maxed out on and off the court. And that's my job to their families. Okay. Questions?
Frank, here. Mike DeArmond, Kansas City Star. You've already given out the quote about knowing you're in the show me state, but how much responsibility do you feel to show the supporters of this program that you're the right guy, that the record at Miami is incidental to what's going forth?
Well, when you say, let me explain one thing. When I took over University of Miami, okay, let me give you a little bit of background about University of Miami. In the late early 70s to mid 80s, there was no basketball program. They took away the basketball program at University of Miami. So the tradition of Miami basketball is in the 60s with Rick Barry, and now what we're doing right now, okay? When I took over University of Miami, they had two losing seasons back-to-back in the Big East and did not make the Big East tournament. So my first year at the University of Miami, we were joining the tradition-rich Atlantic Coast basketball. I had to go to head coaches meeting, Gary Williams, Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, great coaches, Hall of Fame coaches, in a league that did not welcome expansion. Expansion was because of football driven. So understand this, the comments were made about Miami being the worst team to ever play in the Atlantic Coast Conference during that time. We went from being what people thought we'd not win a game to winning 7 league games our first year to our program having the opportunity to be District 6 Coach of the Year, National Runner-up Naismith Coach of the Year, to winning, playing in postseason. We've been there 7 years. We're in five years of postseason. May not sound much because some of those are NITs, but you got to understand where our program was when I took it over. You got to understand the improvements we made in our program. Surely, absolutely, I wanted to win more games. We had North Carolina down 19 in the Atlantic Coast Conference, and we don't finish that game out. You doggone right, my stomach turned. But also, I was real joyful when we had Virginia, we were down 10 with 39 seconds left, and we come back and win that game. I think you look at the body of work. I think you understand what we did at Miami. I stand here today with my head held high, very prideful of what we accomplished at the University of Miami. Would I have liked to have done more? Absolutely. But I understand what my situation was, coming into a place where we were creating our tradition, to a place like Missouri that has tradition, to a place like Missouri that has a rapid fan base, a place like Missouri that has a tremendous home court advantage, a place like Missouri that has the commitment from leadership from up top. We can win big here, and I believe that, and we will show.
Hi, Frank. Vahe Gregorian from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Welcome.
Thank you.
Just wanted to ask you, when you first got a sense of Missouri's interest and how much you can tell us about the process from the time it started to the time it finished and what really went into your decision that this was the thing to do?
Well, We talked it in the at the Final Four early on. I think there was no conversation. Bob Bodine, who I want to thank, who was very instrumental in my involvement. I had a chance to meet with Mike and Witt and Gary at the Final Four, and we talked about the possibility. I will tell you this, though, the Missouri job is one that I looked at during my time at Texas and said, boy, that's a big-time job. And you had some really good teams at that time. And even go back as far as when I was at Texas A&M and Coach Stewart was here, and I had so much admiration for Coach Stewart, because the thing that impressed me about him was how tough his teams were, how disciplined they were. And it is truly an honor for me to walk on the sideline of where Coach Stewart and, I guess, Coach Stewart Court, and have the opportunity to be a coach here and be on the same place where he is where he is coached.
Coach Will Pelagic, KTGR, first of all, welcome to Columbia.
Thank you.
As far as what you know about the program now, what you've been able to gather in meeting with the players and meeting with boosters and meeting with people throughout the state, what was your evaluation of the program you take over, and as far as the expectations changing for you from what you had at Miami to what you have here at Missouri?
Well, I think no one's going to put more on our program than I put on myself and what we expect. And you know, as I mentioned earlier, there's tremendous passion here. You know, I was this morning. I was coming out of I'm staying at a place over here, not far from the school. And Gary is. We're driving out, and this. I haven't met many people here yet. She stopped the car, and she said, "Roll down your window." Gary rolls down the window. She said, "Coach, I want to welcome you to Missouri." Guys, I spent a year at Miami, and I had trouble getting him to my office because he didn't recognize me. So I know I'm at a different place, and I know I'm at a place where they care, and I understand that, and I appreciate that.
Coach Frank Cusumano, KSTK-TV in St. Louis, welcome. And can you tell me, have you done any recruiting in this region in the past? And realistically, with this late start, what do you hope to salvage in this recruiting season?
I have done some recruiting in this region. There's some really good players. Particularly, I've done a lot of in St. Louis. Matter of fact, I got a call from Chris Carwell, who I recruited just yesterday, and reminded me that I recruited him. But he didn't come our way, so I reminded him of that too. But we can make some things happen. What happens this time of year, there are opportunities to maybe recruit some men that are part of maybe coaching changes like this, and that sign with some schools that may want to go look at some other schools. Those are opportunities, but there's still some players out there that be recruited. I think our needs are, we need to get a big guy. We need some size. Soon as I was told that I was going to be the next head basketball coach here, we went to work on that. So we're gonna do what we have to do to make some things happen here late.
Frank, Tyler Foljam, ABC 17 here in Columbia. Like everyone, I want to welcome you here to Mid Missouri. Can you kind of touch on what it means as a man and as a basketball coach to have Athletic Director Mike Alden and his search committee put the faith into you to carry on the legacy of this program and take it to the new heights? So kind of just touch on what it means to have people like that stick their neck out there for you and how you want to, you know, prove them right.
Well, faith and hate. I like that. We had a group of folks at Miami used to have the Hayes Faithfuls shirts, and there's no question. Mike Alden, belief in me means so much to me, and I'm a Mike Alden guy. I'm his guy, and he's my guy. Our conversations, there's no question we share the same values, the same vision, the same focus, the same passion. I can't tell you how exciting it is to be at a place where there's leadership, there's consistent leadership here. And there's no doubt in my mind I'm going to work as hard as I can to not prove people wrong, but to do what is in me. That's who I am. I was born in New York. I grew up in North Carolina. I was one of 10 children. I went to a small school, NAIA school, Elon College. I was telling someone earlier, I went from being a fighting Christian, that was our nickname, a fighting Christian, to a demon deacon. They don't work together. But I paid my way to school. I've earned what I've gotten. I believe in hard work. I'm driven to be the best I can be. I'm an extremely, extremely tough competitor. There's no question that that's not trying to prove people wrong in me. That's not me. I'm about doing who I am.
Coach Brad Trinago, Crest Radio, Moberly. You talked a little bit about what you wanted to do on the court, but in terms of tempo, fans have gotten used to, you know, the fastest 40 right. minutes. What are you thinking in terms of that?
Well, we'll play on up tempo. Mike played as a certain style, and there's several ways to skin a cat, obviously. And I think we will play up tempo. But I when I say up tempo, our up tempo is I want easy buckets, I want turnovers, I want we got to get stops. So you can only play up tempo, I think, if you get stops. You know, although you can get some easy buckets, and I think this team last year, watching them when people would score, they did a great job of getting that ball out and advancing it up the court and attacking. But if you get consistent stops, you're going to be able to run more. And I think that's what we got to do first and foremost is we got to get stops. We got to get consecutive stops. We got to play better defense we got to play defense. And that's important for me to establish first a defensive mindset and our ability to run. And that's kind of like the carrot. If we get stops, we can run. Yes.
Thank you, Coach Aith. Welcome. Darren Helwedge, KBIA Radio here in Columbia. Every young coach talks about the academic stuff, the off-court stuff. You learn as a young coach that these guys want to hear that. A few at some point make a commitment to do more than just what's good enough in that department. Looking at your record, hearing what you've said, it sounds like at some point you made that commitment. I want to know where that comes from.
Dan, that's a great question. You know, when I was in college, when I was in high school, as I told you, I moved down south when I was young. I moved with my grandmother, and she raised me. My experiences, who I am, my father figures were my coaches. There was no question that I knew I wanted to coach early on. I went to college saying, I want to coach. I want to have that kind of impact on lives that was impacted on me. I wanted to be someone that helped mold young people. And because I was very grateful for what has happened in my life and not having a father there every day. So I think it was instilled in me early on because I knew I wanted to do that. And, there's so much in today's game, college game, that's negative. We don't write about the good things enough. And the positive things, there's so much positive in this great game we play. And I just want to be part of that, doing the great things and helping these young people reach their goals.
Coach Brad Fan in KCTV in Kansas City. I haven't heard the Kansas question asked, so
Brad. I'm waiting on it.
All right. My question to you is, in this whole process, how long did it take before Kansas came up and the importance of beating KU?
Let's see. A second? That was pretty important. Bill's done a great job at Kansas. I know it's our rivalry. I'm excited about that opportunity, as well as some other teams in this league, all the other teams. But I understand the importance of that one. There's no doubt about it. And we welcome that opportunity. We're going to be excited about it.
Coach Alan Zager from the Associated Press, by way of Chatham County, North Carolina.
Chatham. No one would know where that's at.
I've actually heard the Fighting Christians. Do you anticipate having your entire roster back next season, including Phil Pressey, who obviously has a close personal relationship with Coach Anderson?
Well, there's, I do anticipate that. As I met with those young men this morning, I think Phil is a terrific talent, and I anticipate coaching him as well as all the young men that are in there this morning. And I don't anticipate anything. We will spend as much time as we can with our people to make sure that they're comfortable with me, and I think they will be. I don't anticipate that being an issue right now.
Joe Waljasper, Columbia Tribune. You mentioned being able to turn seeing the negativity as a positive. As far as kind of hitting the ground running on the recruiting trail, mm-hmm. is that something you're going to have to overcome, though, to change some minds?
I mean, I would hope not that's an issue in the recruiting game. I'm here for the long haul. This is my home. So I don't hope it's not a negative in terms of recruiting student-athletes to come here and represent this university. So we're going to do our part in what we got to do in recruiting. I don't anticipate that being a concern. I don't anticipate that being something that I haven't seen a negativity because I don't read it, but I've heard about it, people telling me. So I don't know what levels it is in terms of understanding. First of all, we're going to win games, and we're going to recruit good players, good student athletes. So I don't envision that being an issue.
Coach Gabe DeArmond with Power Mizzou and Rivals.com back here. What can you tell us about your coaching staff? Is any of it set? And if not, what's the timetable and who you're bringing in?
It is not set. What I have to do is, first of all, the day was a big day. We're still trying to figure it all out. You know, the guys from Miami that will be here with us. And some other folks we're going to talk to. So, but we will get that together shortly, and I think it will be a staff that you will all embrace and be very proud of.
Any other questions? One up front here. Have time for two more.
I want to follow up on something you mentioned a moment ago in talking about the rivalries. Your thoughts on the first time you're going to step on the court against Coach Barnes in Texas?
Well, Dan, I've had that opportunity once already, and that was a great moment. We played in the NCAA tournament against each other. We beat St. Mary's, and I think they beat I forget who they beat. But we played in the second round of the NCAA tournament and in Arkansas. So actually, just knowing that Texas, Arkansas, everybody in Arkansas was pulling for us, so it was like a home game for us. We ended up losing by one, and it was a great ball game. I love Rick Barnes, and he's like a big brother. You know, you have that big brother. You always want to beat that big brother, and this is show me. You always want to show that big brother you can beat him. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
Coach Charlie Marlowe, Fox 2, St. Louis. You mentioned Norm. You mentioned being in for the long haul. Do you envision this as your last job? I mean that in a positive way, that you'll mm-hmm. be here for a long time. Missourians obviously want a coach that wants to be here, will stay here, and not want to jump if they have some success in 5 or 6 years.
Well, I say this to you. I had opportunities to leave Miami early on in my career, and I was very loyal to the University of Miami, and I wasn't going to leave there unless it was a great opportunity like this, a basketball job. I am so blessed to have that opportunity to be at have a basketball job. This is my home. I envision this being here a long time, and as long as the university wants me here.
Coach, back on the recruiting, you've been getting a lot of credit for some of the really good players that went to Texas. Can you discuss that process of being a recruiter and Rick being a closer on that recruiting too?
Yeah. Well, we were a great team. we were a great team. And during our time there, we had some really good players. And part of that three-year run was a great run because we had three straight Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and a Final Four. But in terms of pros, TJ was probably the only pro. Well, Royal Ivy's in the NBA now. But since then, LaMarcus Aldridge, Daniel Gibson, Mike, I mean, we had three McDonald's All-Americans in that 1 year. Rick changed that program at Texas. When we first got there, that's a football mentality, and Texas then is not what Texas is now. And you got to give Rick all the credit for that. I still work as hard as I did as an assistant in recruiting, and I think that's something I've never changed. And I don't call it recruiting. I call it building relationships. And, you know, like, for example, as soon as I got this job here, because of those relationships, I've had people call me all the time, say, I got a kid for you, I got a kid for you, I got a kid for you. You got to see him, you got to see him. And that's why I think we have opportunities here to do something special. I've been in this business 25 years. I know I look good for being in it. I'm that old. You guys are thinking that. You didn't really want to say it, though. But we've had some successes. And I do believe we will continue to have success because we have a great sale here, guys. We have a tremendous sale. And I'm excited about the full package we have here. We have a total package.